greetings to all in the name of our Lord Jesus. This morning it's good to see your faces again. Meet together. Really thankful we can meet together. Welcome to singing school. Enjoy the new book. I was really blessed with that hymn, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." I believe the lady that wrote that hymn, if I recall correctly, had to observe, it seems it was her husband. She was on the beach, and her husband get overcome with the waves and drown in front of her. And she wrote that hymn sometime later, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." And it made me think, too, as we were singing here this morning we were at a wedding yesterday, and there was a church leader there that was telling me how a man of another religion, he talks with people of other religions, and as nice as they are, he said, they're just so upright and so considerate and just nice to get to know. He just hangs his head and thinks about them suffering the fires of eternal punishment for not openly believing in Jesus, or not acknowledging Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And there again, when we think of Jesus being the good judge of all, He will decide. He judges every man according to their works. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. We don't agonize over what He will do with someone else, but we worry about trusting in Him now, doing what He says. Well, did you have some prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? Yesterday, an acquaintance of mine, a friend of mine from Little Up, Samuel Crable, he asked for prayer for his daughters, Lucille and Lucinda, and special prayer for his twin daughters who are going through a very hard time. And said, please take that prayer request back to your church. So let's pray for Samuel and Juanita, his wife, and their daughters Lucille and Lucinda. What do you think of it? Anyone else?
Continue to pray for Connie.
Amen. Praying for Connie and her mom.
The brethren in Mexico with the coronavirus.
Yes, let's pray for the brethren in Mexico with what they're facing there.
We have a friend named Lori that's pretty sick in Oklahoma City.
Lori?
Yeah.
Let's pray for Lori, sick in Oklahoma City. Well, I'd like to ask you, Brother Mike, if you would lead us all in prayer.
Lord, we just pray for your will to be done. We ask for your help for those who are suffering. Pray for Connie and Shirley. We pray for Lori. Just pray for all those who are sick right now. Just ask for your help and your mercy according to your will. Lead us and guide us today. Help us to hear your voice. Just help us to follow you and to walk in the light. In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. You can stand. Well, is there anyone who is tired? Thank you. Anyone who's tired and would like to go back right away, sit down, raise your hand. too tired to see. Anyone who is going to get distracted and like to go back to and be able to look at the rest of the people, watch them sing, if you like to. Anybody? Volunteers? Raise your hand. All right. Let's sing 151. No one wants to. Good. All I need. I remember an older brother in school. I was in school and he came to school and he led this song. We were singing it and he would just start out with that chorus there and he would say, "Ho, wisdom, righteousness," and he had that strong H before the W, and we all just started looking at each other and smiling. And he had to tell us between verses. He said, "I do something I didn't like to see." Everyone was looking at each other and smiling. We should have just kept right on a singing for all we were worth, but we were got distracted with his way of saying it. So I'm trying not to make any little gaps there that she did get excited about. So let's sing it. Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm going down to soul. It's going down to Yalto's note. Oh, Jesus Christ is made to me. Singing this chorus that he would say, "My redemption, fool, and shout." He is all I need. It's a wonder. It has a little verse up there. Christ is all and in all. And I'm a little surprised that they didn't choose the words of the Apostle Paul. Can you say any of the? Do you recall any of the verse that the song is especially paraphrased after? Trying to remember how it begins, but Jesus Christ, who of God is made unto me wisdom, righteousness, and power. Sometimes those verses that are put up at the top there, sometimes they refer directly, and sometimes they're not the exact one that the psalm was taken up. But anyway, Christ is all and in all, it says. Are you ready to check this out? Let me put these a little bit in order here. Hope, what's that note right there? Triangle, what do we call that?
Do.
Do, that's perfect. Yeah, you even sang it. That's good. Do, and that one, Michaela.
Me.
That's right. You can just say it. And what's that one, Ella?
Self.
Yes, exactly. So. And Ruby.
La.
La. And then we have Eliana.
Ray.
Ray. Oh, you're quick. That's good. And. Elijah. Tea right there. Okay, the ice cream cone. All right. Let's get our low C here. No. Victoria.
Red.
This would be. Just end up with one.
Can I finish that part?
No. Yes, yes, let's get her back to home. No. Let's do it all real fast. Well, let's do that exercise. Ready? Let's get it right. One more. Let's sing a hymn. Did you have one on the tip of your tongue, one of you?
96.
96, I heard. I heard two of them. Okay, yes. Good stretcher here. Tenor and soprano really lift their voices, and all of you. Let's get a little stronger there.
Coasting would be just to go along with them and do it because of peer pressure. You don't want to look different. But climbing would be to stand up and tell them that, no, we shouldn't do that.
The rich young ruler was coasting, and he was just maintaining the law and just making sure he did everything just how he was supposed to, but when Jesus asked him to climb, then he couldn't do it.
Did Rocky recognize when you are going wrong, but keep you climbing along?
My idea is kind of coasting is going along with everybody, not really staying up for what's right and just going through life, kind of not serving anything or just not a purpose really. And climbing is kind of what Sylvester said, always not just serving God on Sundays, but every other day.
I thought about what Brother David had said, how it seems a lot of times when things are gone real good and it's, you know, life just seems real easy. It seems like we're just coasting, but that's actually the time when we can be tempted the most, because we tend to forget about God. And if we're not coasting, even if things are too easy for us, we still need to be alert and looking for, you know, what God wants us to do.
Coasting, I guess, is just kind of like floating along through life, you know, not really standing up for anything, just kind of going along with the crowd, you know, just going where everybody else takes you. And when you're rising, you have to stand and fight for what you believe, and you keep pressing onward.
One of the thoughts that I was thinking about that, coasting or climbing, is one of the thoughts was, if you're on a river trying to paddle upstream, you just start coasting, you ain't gonna just float upstream. You're gonna float downriver, and you gotta paddle and work for it to get upstream.
I was thinking about a plant, a seed that's planted, and it climbs upward until it produces fruit. And I was thinking about our lives and how these lives are temporary, and God is, you know, by His grace, is showing us the way to produce fruit for Him. And we know that it's evident in our lives. And the fruit of His Spirit is love. And if we stop having that warmth towards other people, you know, just caring for their needs, and as soon as we stop that during this life, we're coasting at that point. And those are my thoughts. And, you know, we just need to keep on, like he says, the love of many will wax cold, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. And anyway, so we just need to keep loving one another and being like Christ. And if we're like him the duration of our life, then we will receive the reward in eternity, which is going to be, it's going to be more amazing than anything here on earth. If we persevere.
I thought about Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and Jesus called them to leave their nets. They just did it immediately, and they probably had pretty decent lives at home, but Jesus wanted them to take the next step forward and follow Him.
When we're climbing and we're struggling and trying to follow the Lord, temptations come along and we're already struggling and we can fight them better. But if we're just coasting, then things come along and we can just fall, or just it's easy to give up when we're not already fighting.